You're listening to SBS News.
When Matt Keane first saw a dark spot on his leg in 2016, he didn't think much of it. It wasn't until a month later, after his father urged him to get it checked, that he found out it was stage 3 melanoma.
Having two young daughters and a wife and facing the prospect of possibly only surviving 8 to 10 years was incredibly hard, especially on my two girls.
Immunotherapy saved his life, and now he's dedicated to helping others and raising awareness. Slip, slop, slap. This year marks the 40th anniversary of Slip, Slop, Slap, one of Australia's most well-known health campaigns. While it helps slash melanoma rates in young people, skin cancer still kills almost 2,000 Australians a year. And it costs the health system more than any other cancer, at around $1.68 billion a year. Tanya Buchanan is Chief Executive of Cancer Council Australia. She's calling on the federal government to invest in a new national skin cancer campaign.
While it's clear, the majority of Aussies know the slip, slop, slap message. Younger Australians need more education, and older Australians could do with a little bit of a reminder.
New data reveals more than one in four Australians admit that sun protection isn't a part of their daily routine in summer. One in five 18 to 24-year-olds say they don't do anything to protect themselves from the sun while outdoors. They're figures that concern Professor Stephen Schumach from the Australasian College of Dermatologists.
If we can instill daily sun protection measures in younger Australians, it will help to minimise the effects of sun damage and in return reduce the impact of skin cancer for future generations.
The pandemic saw a huge reduction in cancer screenings overall, and melanoma treatments had one of the most significant drop-offs, with a 14% decrease in 2020. It sparked concerns that tens of thousands of cases have gone undiagnosed, as lockdowns halted routine medical checkups. As summer approaches, the message is still to slip, slop, slap, with the addition of seek shade and slide on sunglasses. Amy Hall, SBS News.